Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called divine healing, and I'm doing part 9 today. The topic is to do with the thorn in the flesh. But we are still dealing with the traditions of man, which we must know and must understand to defeat them in our lives and in our ministry. The story of Paul starts in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. There are a few points I want to point out here in this teaching or misunderstanding that's given to the body of Christ. The first point, tradition teaches us that the thorn in the flesh was a sickness or a disease, but the Word of God plainly says that the thorn in flesh was a messenger of Satan. Point 2. In the New Testament, the Greek word messenger is recorded 188 times. 7 times it is translated as messenger and 181 times as an angel, all times as a personality and not a sickness. Point 3. The thorn was an angel or a messenger of Satan assigned to Paul to buffet him or to hurt him or to block him or to give him repeated blows through persecution and affliction to stop him preaching in the gospel. References are Acts chapter 13, verses 45 and 50, and Acts chapter 14, verses 5, 6, 19, and 20. Point 4. The term thorn in the flesh is used today for a person that may be a thorn in your side, and God used this as an illustration to Moses when he said, if the Israelites did not drive out the inhabitants of Canaan, those inhabitants shall be irritants in your eyes and a thorn in your sides. Modern day translation would be to say that person is a pain in the neck. Point 5. Paul asked the Lord 3 times to deliver him from this messenger of Satan, and the Lord answered, My grace is sufficient for you. Tradition teaches us that the Lord said no, and Paul would have to suffer and endure without God helping him. What God was actually saying, My favor is enough. You have the authority. You have the name of Jesus. And when you are humanly weak, my strength or my power is made perfect. The same as a believer today, we have the authority to overcome and the power through the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 14, we see where Paul was stoned to death, but his disciples gathered around him. They prayed and the Lord raised him up. When his strength was weak, the power of God was strong. Point 6. Although Paul had many trials and tribulations in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, tradition forgets to mention that Satan's angel could not gain any authority over Paul. Paul lived to be an old man and said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 7, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That was not a description of a man who was sick and weak, but a man of victory. We also see in 2 Timothy 3:11, persecutions, afflictions which came to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. What is the true lesson out of this story of the thorn in the flesh and Paul? When human strength ends, the power of God excels. Let me now go over this story once again, but in a more simplified version. Basically, what was happening is Paul was getting such an abundance of revelations, the devil sent an angel to buffet him to stop him getting that revelation. The word of God is quite clear. It was not a sickness, it was an angel, a messenger of Satan. Religion and tradition teaches that God allowed this or God did this to keep Paul humble because he was getting so much revelation. But when we read the scriptures properly, it was Satan who sent an angel against Paul, his angel against Paul, to stop him getting more revelation. And the question comes to mind, why would God use the author of pride to keep a servant of God humble? The Word of God says that we are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and in due time he will lift us up. My friends, God does not use the devil to teach us things or to keep us humble. The Word of God keeps us humble as we submit to it. This story of Paul and thorn in the flesh has been delivered to the body of Christ worldwide to keep them humble and to keep them passive. Paul's ministry throughout his time on the earth only spoke about victory, one victory after the other. God does not want us passive in our faith. He wants us to move forward in by grace through faith to obtain the promises. Hallelujah. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson about Paul, the thorn in the flesh, about the difference between religion and tradition and the truth from the Word of God. God wants every believer to walk in his grace, yes, but walking in his grace doesn't mean to say you have to be passive and to be humble. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and God is waiting to release his power through faith, through grace, to our lives. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Until next time, God bless.